This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To Mark and Kitchen. Call the show at 401-737-1287. Southern New England's Sports Original. 1037 WEI. WEI.
All right, back here on the Mark and Kitchen Show. 401-737-1287 is the phone number. We're going to get into the Bruins and Celtics in a little bit. But before we do, let's bring on Trey Wingo. He's joining us from Vegas. Trey, thanks for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you guys? Hope everything is well. It's a beautiful, crisp day in the Northeast. So, it's just a wonderful afternoon.
Let me just start with this, Trey, if I can. I know we're going back a couple weeks or whatever, but I just need to know, what is your take, I guess, on Vegas's perception of that game that almost but wasn't played in Buffalo with all the snow? Were they happy that it was moved to Detroit, or were they disappointed that that free-for-all or whatever would have transpired in the snow didn't actually happen?
I think that they're probably a little happier that it was, because, you know, a game like that in the, which would have been, you know, monumental, they had 77 inches of snow over a couple of days. You know, that puts in a lot of variables that you can't account for. And I think, you know, obviously, if you're trying to set a line and figure all that stuff, you want to take out as many variables as possible. So I think they were probably happier.
Trey Wingo is brought to you by Sportsbook Rhode Island. Register your account today at sportsbetrhodeisland.com. Activation is fast and free. Start placing bets within minutes anywhere in the Ocean State. Trey is the Chief Trends Officer and Brand Ambassador for Caesars Sports. Now, what we're talking about, Sportsbook, I beg your pardon, what we're talking about here a lot this morning, Trey, is the Patriots' offense seemingly coming to life Thanksgiving night against the Vikings. Did that mean a lot to you? Because it meant something to us. I want to know what it meant to you, either from a football production standpoint or from a gambling perspective going forward.
Well, it did come to life, and it didn't. And let me explain. I mean, like, Mac Jones played the best game of his season, like 300-plus yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. That's great. But they were 0 for the red zone again. You know, and they're 0 for their last six trips in the red zone, which is one of the longest streaks under Bill Belichick ever. They're 31st in red zone offense this year. And, we can have the conversation about the Hunter Henry catch, because to me, that was a catch. I think the NFL has screwed this up again. I don't understand why they can't make it simpler. But, you know, at the end of the day, offenses are going to be, for the most part, are going to be dictated by when you get down there, can you punch it in? And they moved the ball against the Vikings, and they did a lot of really good things. But you've got to score touchdowns in those situations, and that continues to be a problem for the Patriots' offense, and it has been all year.
Trey, with six games to go for the New England Patriots, currently sitting at 6-5, and a little bit of competition for that last spot. You've got the Chargers out there currently 5-5. What do you think the chances are of the Patriots making the playoffs? Obviously, they have Buffalo coming up on Thursday on the 1st, then Arizona, Las Vegas, Cincinnati, Miami, Buffalo. So it's not an easy road for them. Six games to go. Can the Patriots make the playoffs?
They can, but they're going to have to play a little better. I mean, it's all right. If you're a Patriots fan, it's in front of you, right? Like you said, you get Buffalo, you get Miami. Thankfully, you get Arizona and Vegas, but you got to deal with Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's going to be. Guys, Cincinnati might be the team no one's talking about, the AFC, that could be really, really tough come postseason time. If they get it, because their schedule's tough too. They got to play you guys. They got to play the Chiefs. I think the Bills play Cincinnati. So yep. it's not a lot that Cincinnati's getting in, but they can, like, to use a Belichickian phrase, Cincinnati can beat you a lot of different ways. You know, when everybody's healthy, and they're not healthy right now, Chase is out and Mixon's out this week against Tennessee, who I think are really going to ugly it up against them in classic Mike Vrabel fashion. But, you know, when everybody's on the field for Cincinnati, boy, you look at that team, and it's hard to say they don't have more talent than anybody.
Trey Wingo, Chief Trends Officer and Brand Ambassador, Caesars Sportsbook, joining us here on Mark and Kitchen. Trey, obviously, and you know this, you know, Mahomes and the Chiefs have been money after Thanksgiving, late in the year, going down the stretch, and all those things. It's interesting to me, though, the Tyreek Hill thing. I've been of the belief that eventually a loss like that is going to come back to bite them. We're trying to figure out, especially based on Buffalo's recent play, who the class of this AFC is. It seems like, I guess right now it's the Chiefs, but to lose your arguably, I know Kelsey's out of the world, but your top weapon and what he's done in Miami, I'm talking about Hill, I feel like eventually that's going to come back and be something that's going to mean something for the Chiefs in a big moment of a big game. Do you see them as the class of the conference right now, Kansas City?
I do. And I hear what you're saying, and what Tyreek has done, especially next to Waddle, has been unbelievable. But let's just look at the numbers, okay? The Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill, and they have the highest scoring offense in football. Patrick Mahomes has thrown a touchdown pass to an NFL high 10 different receivers this year, or 10 different players this year. He's on an insane level. And you mentioned those streaks. It's 25 straight games in November and December. They're now 20-1 over the last three seasons in his career after the bye week. The only loss, a January loss last year in Cincinnati, which, by the way, after this game against the Rams, they go to Cincinnati again. That's going to be a very interesting game. They've won 14 straight road division games. Patrick Mahomes has never lost a road division game. They've won 14 straight games against the NFC. They played the NFC three times this year, guys. They put up 40, 40, and 40 against the three NFC teams they played, and I would not be shocked at all if they put up another 40-burger against a Rams team that couldn't look less like the team that won the Super Bowl a year ago.
Hey, Trey, coming up on Sunday's slate of games, what's the most interesting game out there for you? What's the game where you look at it and go, I got to put some money down here because I think it's definitely going this way? You know,
I don't see how the Rams are competitive in this game. They're a 14.5-point underdog. If that line holds, it'll be the first time ever that a defending Super Bowl champion goes into a game as a 2-touchdown underdog. We've had a couple of 13.5, never had 14. And, you know, I think they're probably playing their third-string quarterback, and they don't have Cooper Kupp. I mean, it's an absolute mess for the Rams right now. Like, from a football perspective, fascinating to me is that Bengals-Titans game, because both these teams started 0-2, right? And in the current playoff format, going back to the start of the 2020 season, we've never had an 0-2 team make the playoffs. Well, I'm feeling pretty strongly that Tennessee and Cincinnati might both make it after starting 0-2. And since week three, when they both started 0-2, the Titans are tied for the best record in football at 7-1, and Cincinnati's right behind them at 6-2. So they have figured some stuff out after a very, very tough start to the season for both of these teams. And I'm just curious to see what Vrabel's going to do. Because they won't have Jamar Chase in this one. They're not going to have Joe Mixon, who's out with a concussion. This is going to be an ugly game, and Vrabel excels in ugly games. I mean, look at the way he kept the Titans in that game against the Chiefs with Malik Willis. They didn't have a receiver catch a pass in that game, and somehow that game came down to the wire. I mean, absolutely insane.
I will get you out of here on this, Trey. I'm just curious, the team that maybe fascinates me the most, and maybe it's just because it's an AFC East region here or whatever, but Miami, I don't know what to make of the Dolphins because there's a lot of mysteriousness associated with them. Is this head coach, this up-and-coming superstar? I mean, he's sort of unlocked Tua. Is Tua, I mean, dare I say, an MVP candidate? They're 7-3. Their schedule down the stretch is, I'm not going to say it's a gauntlet of teams, but it's not easy. I'm trying to evaluate, are they a legitimate, in your eyes, contender to get to the Super Bowl from where we sit right now?
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I want to be clear. I love Tua, and I'm happy he's doing well. But if you can't get unlocked with Jalen Waddle on one side and Tyreek Hill on the other and Mike Gesicki underneath and now Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson running the ball, you're never going to be him. Okay? So they have surrounded him with every weapon he absolutely needs. You know, I mean, if you can't get unlocked with that, you're locked forever. But I'll say this, that the Dolphins have not lost a game in which Tua has started and finished. So I think missing those games is going to be a knock against him in the MVP race because that's just the way it goes. But, yeah, he's been as valuable as anybody has. But I'm curious about them as well. The split on their defense on the road and home is massive. They're so much better at home than they are on the road. And I'm curious to see how that holds up because, you know, they're going to have to go on the road in the postseason. I don't think they're getting the number one seed or maybe even the number two seed with the way things are going in that division. So they fascinate me as well. I don't have a read on them yet. All I know is that offense is putting up prolific numbers, and I think it's going to come down to whether that defense can level off. Because if you look at what they do at home as opposed to on the road, it's vast difference.
Okay, so I lied, Trey. I actually have one more quick one because I just want to get your take. Dallas, for me, sort of a similar situation because, you know, we all know that usually to me, Dallas is as soon as I think I can bet on them, they let me down. But now, you know, they had an offensive juggernaut-ish type performance against Minnesota, was a good team. Then they come back. They've had defensive performances. They win impressively on Thanksgiving. Philadelphia's had the headlines this year. Do I need to consider Dallas more of a real-life team that could be doing some serious things come January or no?
Well, listen, one thing that's hilarious, and it summed up on Thanksgiving, what you just said, just when you think you want to bet on them, they do what they did on Thanksgiving Day. Brett Maher misses a 46-yard field goal that would have absolutely kept a 10-point cover, and then they come down and let up a touchdown making an 8-point game. So, I mean, like, that summed up the point you're just talking about. But, look, Dallas is really good. They've got to figure out that it goes through Tony Pollard and not through Zeke Elliott. I wish Jerry Jones would understand that, benefit of his team. If you're starting a defense right now and you have to have one player, the answer is Micah Parsons, and it's not even a debate in my opinion. They are really good, and I think that they're going to get Philadelphia, you know, back at their place now. They lost that one game earlier in the season up with Cooper Rush, but they've got to get some help if they want to get that division because, you know, right now they're sitting two games behind the Philadelphia Eagles, and even if they beat them in Dallas, that's still a one gap game that they've got to figure out somewhere else. So, you know, Philadelphia might not be as good as their record, but Dallas is going to need some help if they're going to catch them. But I do like what the Cowboys are doing. They're a tough, physical football.
Yeah, and the last time the Cowboys played the Eagles, they did line up a field goal for a late backdoor cover that would have won me a big parlay, but whatever, they missed that one. It was a long field. I digress. But anyway, thanks so much. Trey Wingo, Chief Trends Officer and Brand Ambassador, Caesars Sportsbook, joining us here. Trey, thanks so much as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, guys. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. Take care.
Trey is brought to you by Sportsbook Rhode Island. Register your account today at sportsbetrhodeisland.com. Activation is fast and free. Start placing bets within minutes anywhere in the Ocean State. And you must be 18 years or older to play. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-9-GAMBLE. We'll be back here on the Martin Kitchen Show, 103.7 WEEI.
Now, here's what's trending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.